As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, a couple of weeks ago, I featured award-winning writer Betsy Franco and some of the high school students who have made a full-length feature film, Metamorphosis Junior Year, in collaboration with the actor James Franco. And the film is the first philanthropic event of the studio Elysium Bandini, which supports emerging artists. And Elysium Bandini brings together the Art of Elysium charity with James Franco's Rabbit Bandini production company. The film Metamorphosis Junior Year follows Ovid, an angsty teenage boy trying to make sense of life, love, sexuality and friends, and takes audiences on a journey through the mind as he analyses the world around him. The film is based on the young adult novel of the same name by Betsy Franco. Both the novel and the film demonstrate how powerful the arts can be in the lives of young people as they move towards individuation, perhaps in particular when struggling with difficult issues such as family troubles or maybe drug use or self-abuse. And both the story of the film and the actuality of the real-life students making a feature film relate to this week's topic. Are the arts important in education? So I thought I would feature some thoughts from Betsy Franco and some of the student filmmakers around this area of arts in education. So first, let's hear what Betsy had to say. One of my previous guests on the show, Azar Nafisi, has written a wonderful book, Republic of the Imagination, defending the need for fiction in education, and with a core curriculum that's emphasizing non-fiction reading and analytical writing over fiction and creative writing. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the role of fiction in students' education.
Oh, my God. Okay. I walk to an elementary school every day, and I noticed that even in kindergarten, they're starting to have the kids write nonfiction.
Mm.
I mean, they always wrote nonfiction, but there's a special teacher. And I keep wanting to say, well, where's the special teacher for fiction? Because this is what these kids are all about, any age, actually. It's like, I don't even know where to start on that topic. I think there's enough writing about nonfiction. There's essays up the kazoo. I think that fiction, oh my God, I don't even know where to start on that one. I just, I think that every kid, when they're born, is creative. Sometimes it doesn't get nurtured.
Yeah.
But if they're exposed to fiction and fiction writing or whatever form, filmmaking, whatever, it will come out. I just think everybody's got it.
Yes, yeah.
And I think, as I said, that it's very healing.
Yeah, yeah. This radio show, on this show, I'm very interested in the intellectual and the creative, you know, what some may call the left and right brain. And it seems often in life, creativity is separated out from what's termed more rational or realistic or intellectual pursuits. And I know for myself, you know, the intellectual creative is entwined. And you've said previously you see the world as logical and creative at the same time. So I'm wondering why you think there's this common divide between the arts and what are seen as practical real world pursuits. I mean, this speaks somewhat to my previous question of, you know, fiction's being pushed out because it's seen to be not practical, not, you know, going to get you a job or whatever. And yet the arts are like so important to everybody in their lives, you know, with film and TV and music. Do you have any thoughts about, you know, where that comes from? That's a very deep question, sorry.
I'm afraid sometimes my brain just turns off because I'm trying to solve some of these problems.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know where it comes from. I'm trying to find the solution. Like, I haven't seen the audience for the film yet, but when we did the play, the community in Palo Alto, I mean, it was a sold-out play. It affected people tremendously. People of all ages were coming out emotionally affected by this play of Metamorphosis. So I'm trying to affect people and make them see that there isn't a divide.
Yes.
And that if their student, their child wants to be an artist, that some kids really need to be artists. That's what they're here for.
Yes.
And then some kids need to have time to just have it be a hobby because it helps them.
Yes.
You know, they want to be an engineer, but there's another side of them that needs to be nurtured too. And that none of this should be discouraged.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm doing it through my stories.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
I'm trying to show the importance of fiction, of creativity through my story, through my characters.
Right.
And also by working with students on these films, for example, and giving them an opportunity to show the community that this is a viable career, that they just made a feature film, that it is possible, that they worked really hard, and that's what it takes, and they're willing to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, they always say, show, don't tell, don't they? So what you're doing is a very powerful way.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there is obviously a lot of research. I mean, myself, I did a funded clinical research study looking at the effect of participating in the creative arts on health and well-being and creativity and performance in high-level business executives. And, you know, I found that, you know, there's positive correlations in all those areas. So it's not just about being an artist either. I mean, I think there is a huge, you know, cross-pollination of the benefits of engaging in creative art across all careers as well, you know, as it being important being an artist.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I took an acting class at Stanford Night School, and I'd say half of the adult students were engineers who had another side of themselves that they wanted to develop because they were missing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and our topic discussion this week, which is, are the arts important in education? And I do have to declare a bit of a bias this week. I do think that the arts are important in education, but the aim of our topic discussion is to put people's views forward, and then whether you agree or disagree with them, I'm hoping that it will stimulate your own thinking and your own feelings about the topic. So we're pondering on, are the arts important in education? Thank you very much to Betsy Franco again there for her thoughts. And now let's hear from some of the high school student filmmakers of Metamorphosis Junior Year. There were about 40 students, high school students, who were involved in making this film along with industry mentors. The students that I spoke to that we're going to hear from are Alec Cohen, Sam Cook, Peter Gold, Dajiana Huang, and Zach Sanders. So let us hear what they had to say. Finally, you all went to Palo Alto, or go to Palo Alto High, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Half of us.
Well, yeah, we went to Gunn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know Palo Alto High puts a big emphasis on the arts. I don't know about the other schools, but...
I think all the schools in Palo Alto.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, you know...
I think all school districts will put emphasis on the art if there's money. And I think... Palo Alto has money, so we're able to emphasize on arts. I think it's not a priority in most school districts, but because we do have the money, we emphasize on arts, not because like it's put ahead of the STEM program or anything like that. Just we have the money, so we might as well.
So that kind of speaks to my question in a way. I mean, I was going to ask you how arts you feel arts in education affects your life. But there is this sort of idea, like you're saying, oh, if there's money, it'll go to STEM. And then if we've got some extra, great, we'll put it in the arts. Why do you think that the arts is always conceived as being less commercial value, I suppose, or however you want to put it, less value in people's education and their experience? Because when you look at life, if you took art out of everybody's life, like TV, film, music, books, most people would have no life. So why do we not value it in that way?
Well, I think creativity can be subjective, and you know, you can make something and some people are going to hate it and some people are going to love it, and they're going to say, you're the most creative person, or you're like, you're a stupid idiot. And but whereas with kind of like stuff like IQ tests and SATs, it's putting a number value on you as a person based off your intelligence and saying, like, literally however many questions you get right, that's like, you know, increases your odds of getting to college or whatever it is. And so I think people see that as more like, okay, like, you're just a smart person because you have a high IQ, and so that, right, that probably I can guess these things about you. But when you're an artist, it's like, okay, it's like, you know, a lot of the jobs are more broad, and it's like you may just stumble into them. And I feel like a lot of parents don't see, they think they're like, okay, you can get a business degree and like go and get any job, but it's like a business degree doesn't promise you more than a film degree. And like, you know, if you go to like American Film Institute, they have 80% of the people graduate from there like going into the industry. And so that's a factor that a lot of people don't realize, is it seems like, oh, my kid's an artist, like, what, he's not gonna be a famous successful engineer, but like you could be like a $1 billion making like filmmaker. So it really kind of just depends on how you perceive it, but people like more certainty, not like ambiguity.
True. And just also, I was thinking, you know, that, I mean, art crosses over into other fields. And so I know quite a lot of businesses have started employing MFAs rather than MBAs, because the MBA programs have got so kind of funneled and they're all coming out almost thinking the same. So if you have a more creative background, you can apply it in other areas as well. Is that something that you see as a crossover? I don't know what you were going to say, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to take away from the core subjects that are very important. I think... knowing, you have to go to English class to be a good script writer, right? You need to know the English language very well. So I think the core subject in school should be emphasized more than art. Of course, art is important, and I want to go into the art industry. But at the end of the day, knowing these core subjects, I think, are probably very important to understanding how to use your mind. For instance, math helps you problem solve and things like that. So that's going to help you in the industry as well. So I don't know. I'd put an emphasis on the core subject over art in school.
Okay.
I think that creativity as a whole is kind of, it's always been really important, but I think especially now, and we're like right in Silicon Valley, where it's kind of like the heart of creativity mixed with like engineering and innovation. So I think that artists in the future are going to drive more. I think that as an artist, also a lot of people believe that the perception of it is that you want to make money. And I think that at least for me, it's more about spreading the message, like, and expressing myself and expressing what, like, my inner voice kind of. I think it'd be dope to be like a $1 billion filmmaker, or like producer, whatever. Yeah, it'd be pretty dope. But I think getting the message out there and just like what you want to say is more important at a big platform.
Yeah. Dodge, you're kind of going back to what Peter said. I agree with what you said, but I think that art and core subjects should go hand in hand, and I don't think one should be prioritized over the other, because art, it's kind of like having all your ideas out like in this huge web. And I think what core subjects help you to do is kind of like to centralize them and help you narrow it down and give you a way to like express your thoughts and your creativity through a certain form or a certain medium. Like without English, for example, like you wouldn't be able to have poetry and express those thoughts and those feelings and those ideas. Yeah.
But also, if you think of someone like Einstein and the way he thought about the scientific ideas that he came up with, he used his imagination. I mean, there's that famous quote, which I'm not going to remember now, which imagination is more important than whatever it is, knowledge or something like that. I'll look it up. Yeah, but also I think, you know, the way you use your imagination and what you were saying about, Alec, about you know, people can put numbers on your IQ. It's a very stereotyping way of looking at people because, I mean, if you look at people with dyslexia, they often are not going to perhaps get the highest grades, and yet some of the most amazing minds, including Einstein and Niels Bohr, who was a physicist who couldn't even write his own papers. His wife wrote them for him, physically wrote them. You know, you've got all kinds of business people, Richard Branson, you know, I mean, just everywhere you've got these different kinds of minds. And so I think we also... maybe art challenges that a little bit, you know. Although you're then fighting the sort of soft idea of like, oh, you're doing art because you're not bright, you know. So that's why I was kind of asking your thoughts about it. But
I agree with Dodge in the fact that, in the sense that, like, art should be incorporated into our core subjects. But at the same, yeah, like, not one should be emphasized more than the other. But I'm in a pathway at school in which... in the core subjects like social studies and English, we incorporate some form of art into what we do. So I guess I do. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. And our topic discussion this week, are the arts important in education? And thanks there to Alec Kern, Sam Cook, Peter Gold, Darjeana Huang and Zach Saunders, student filmmakers from Metamorphosis junior year. And it's been very interesting, I think, to hear firstly from the perspective of an educator, head of school, Dr. Zach Roberts from Gateway School in Santa Cruz, California, and then to actually hear from Betsy working with students and then students themselves about this subject, and some very interesting thoughts I think the students had there, some of which support what Dr. Roberts was saying about the need in the world today, and maybe always has been there, to have an interdisciplinary approach to education that allows both the imagination to flourish and our technical skills. You know, we do need to know how to do things and how to think in certain ways, but the imagination is also really vital in all of those areas, not just in doing a bit of painting or something, that the imagination is playing a huge part. And I was right about the quote from Einstein, is imagination is more important than knowledge. And if you think about, when I was talking to Dr. Roberts, we were saying what Einstein had to imagine in order to even conceive of his theory of relativity, he couldn't have done that without allowing himself to speculate outside the norms of the physical world. So I think that definitely, as far as I'm concerned, as I said earlier, I am biased on this. I think the arts are very important in education, but I hope listening that you have been given some food for thought, whether you agree or don't agree, that maybe it's sparked some particular thinking for yourself on this topic. And I just wanted to remind you again about the Mini Maker Fair at Gateway School on the west side of Santa Cruz on April 29th from 10 to 5 p.m. If you are local, that will be a wonderful thing to go along to. There's all kinds of creativity there, ranging right from tech, making code on, you know, computers, to actual making candles, you know, sort of every area that we could apply both imagination and technical skill is going to be represented there. So I think that's going to be a very interesting event. And also just wanted to say, if you've enjoyed this show, then you can go to the website, itsaquestionofbalance.com. And find more podcasts there of previous shows, previous guests. And you can also tell people about this show and recommend it to them if you enjoyed it. Thank you for being with me, and I look forward to being with you again next time.